During Chodesh Elul, many of us become aware of or reminded of an acute problem. We're remiss. We have chatoim. We're deficient in character. We're flawed. We know that. We also know in lo achshav emasai. And yet, Elul progresses, seemingly, or maybe actually, without any response on our part. Tshuva can be done in one intense moment, but more often and more realistically, it's a process requiring work. It's an avodas hatshuva. What to do? Where does the hisoris come from? So maybe the response is, without hisoris, just do it. So two reactions to that. First of all, we see lemaisa too often that it just doesn't work that way. Second of all, the nature of tshuva is such that it's not really possible to do tshuva without hisoros. When Rabbi Yonah, for instance, describes the sense of anguish that should inform the tshuva, that should propel and inform the tshuva, Yishtonin kel Yosef, he should think, V'yachshav kama rabba ro'as mi shehimras yotzro, V'yagdil yogon belvavo v'sa'ar mischolo b'rayonov. Should be like a tempestuous storm that's raging. But that's what a person's inner life is supposed to be. As part of the process of tshuva, it certainly requires a hisoros. Now, in truth, Rabbeinu Yonah devoted Shaar Sheni and Shaari Tshuva to this question, to this problem, how a person is awakened, is impelled to do tshuva. But as is our want, we'll have occasion a little bit to look at the Rabbeinu Yonah. But primarily, we're going to try to glean an answer from the Rambam. But with the following moda'a, there's no magical answer, no answer that is going to substitute for spiritual exertion on our part. The Rambam writes in Perek Hei, Yefelchus Tshuva, Halacha Beis, Al Yavo b'machshavtucha dova zeshom im tipshe umos ha'olam v'rod golme b'nei Yisrael. Don't even for a moment entertain even a fleeting thought, Shakadosh Baruch Hu goes ala odom, predestination, that things are predetermined. Eina dova kein. Elo kol odom roi lo liyas tzadik k'moshe v'eno rosha k'yiravim. Ve'en lo mi sheyechfehu v'lo gozer alav, v'lo mi shemoshcha l'echad mishnei hadrachim, elohu me'atzmo midaito noto le'ezadar sheyirtze. A person is sovereign over himself. A person behaves as he chooses to behave. Hu sheyirmiyahu omar, this is what Yirmiyahu HaNavi says in Megillas Eicha, mipi elyon lo seitze haroz v'hatov. Klomar, if we act badly, Rachman Litzlan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't decree that. If we act well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't decree that either. Because we have autonomy, so in the event that we abuse that privilege and fail to live up to that responsibility, he's responsible for his own shortcomings. Lefichach ro'i lo livkos ulekonen al chato'ov ve'al ma she'osa lenafsha ugemala l'ra'a. And therefore he should cry and lament over his sins and what he's inflicted upon himself, the self-inflicted damage. Hu shekosav acharav, again you have the psukim right underneath it, that's the next posuk in Eicha. Ma yis'onin odom chai, geva al chatov. What does a person mourn for? A person mourns over his sins. V'chaza v'amar, ho'ol u'shuseinu v'yodeinu, u'midateinu asinu kol ha'ra'os. Since we have the capacity to act freely, we're free agents. Ro'i lono lachzor b'tshuva v'lazor v'sheinu. So we need to do tshuva. Sheharashus ata b'yodeinu, because we still maintain that capacity for freedom of action. Hu shakos v'achrav, and that's the third pasuk in this sequence. Nach b'sod v'chene v'nachkora v'nashuva ad Hashem. So a very simple question, Rav Elsai. Why does Yirmiyahu Navi need pasuk lamitas? Mipi elyon l'seitzer aros v'hatov establishes personal responsibility. That since there is bechira, so then memela, the flip side to that, the corollary to Bechira, is accountability and responsibility. Given that responsibility and accountability, so nachbos adrachein v'nachkor, neshuv al Hashem. So that's mechayiv in tshuva. Yediyas hachet is what's mechayiv in tshuva. But it seems clear that the way the Rambam explains the sukkins of psukim is that Yirmiyahu HaNavi is addressing our question. If a person is looking, a person needs to be awakened, he needs to be aroused to do tshuva. So, ma yis'onin odom chai gevel chatov. Let a person reflect on the consequences, the corollary, the fallout of chet. It should elicit, the Rambam translates that the Yis'onein should express itself in crying and lamenting, and that will awaken him to tshuva. It's interesting that the Rambam's choice of words is very telling. L'fichach ro'ui lo livkos u'lekonen l'chatov. The Rambam often uses ro'ui to present something which is a natural obligation, one that doesn't even need a pasuk, one that's self-evident in svara. And even though the Rambam's commenting on the pasuk, but the point is that this pasuk isn't some kind of gzeres hakosuv, which isn't intuitive to us. No, the pasuk is merely reinforcing what should be a natural reaction. Ro'ui lo. It's self-evident, it's compelling in svara that a person's reaction to chet should be one of bechi, should be one of crying. And from that bechi, he'll be misorah to do tshuva. But let's try to understand a little bit more here. Famous Rambam about Kiya Shofar. Tkiyas Shofar is a wake-up call to tshuva. Uru uru yishenu mishenaschem v'nevdomim hakitzu mitav damaschem v'chipsu b'maseichem v'chizu b'tshuva v'zichu barachem. Awaken from your sleep, be aroused from your slumber, scrutinize your actions, repent, remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elu hashochachem es ha'emes b'havli hazman. V'shogim kol shnosam behevel, they all year long they're wallowing in hevel varik, in futilities, emptiness, shallowness. Asher lo yoyav v'lo yatzil. Habitu l'nafshal seichem. Let's translate that for the moment as look to your souls. What does the Rambam have in mind? What does the Rambam want us to see when habitu l'nafshal seichem, when we look to our nefashos? What is it that we should be seeing? Rambam in Perek Ches of Hilchos Tshuva, when he talks about ultimate schar va'onash, he says the ultimate schar is chay olam haba. The ultimate onash, rachman l'tzlan, is if a person would lose that chelek in olam haba. And then the Rambam says, v'chol mi she'enu zoche l'chayim elu, one who doesn't merit chay olam haba, hu hameis she'enu chay l'olam, he's the one who dies, and the death is permanent. Ela nichras berisho, he's cut off in his wickedness, v'ovad kebehema, and he perishes like an animal. V'zeu kores ha'ksuva b'atorah shenema hi kores tikores. And this is the kares that's referred to when you have that double lashon of kares. Not when you have a single lashon of kares, but when you have the double lashon of kares, of hikares tikares. Why does the Rambam have that phrase for avad kebehema? It seems like a gratuitous insult, right? The Rambam's describing the ultimate schar is olam haba, the ultimate onesh is kares, and then it's as if the Rambam is, you know, as the guy's being let off, to meet his fate, so the Rambam is, you know, he's throwing a rotten tomato at him, and he's telling him, you're a vildachaya, avad kebehema. What's the Rambam communicating with that phrase? The essence of a person, the Rambam tells us in Perek Dal of Yisrael HaTorah, the particulars of the Rambam's conception of the nefesh, of the soul, are not material to us at the moment, so we're going to gloss over that. The essence of a person is the nefesh, hi tzuraso shenasan lo hakel. That's the essential element, the defining quality of the person. And this nefesh is not composite of physical elements. It's not really dependent. It isn't dependent upon the body. Halachatas, ela me'es Hashem min hashamayim. It's what the Torah refers to, va'yipach ba'apov, that we're b'tzelem elokim. And therefore, even when a person dies, lo tikar satzura hazas, that the soul is eternal. Va'omedas la'olam l'olme olamim. And it exists for all eternity. Hu sha'ama shlamu v'chachmasa v'yoshav ha'ofa al ha'aretz k'shehaya v'haruach, the spirit, the soul, toshav el ha'lokim asher nesana. To be human, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, that to be human is to have a capacity, a destiny of nitzchias. The essence of a human being is this nefesh, which potentially is on track, is destined to live la'olam o'ol me'olamim. When the Rambam writes Ovid kebehema, the Rambam is underscoring that if a person, the nefesh with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu endowed us is such that it's an aberration for the person not to merit nitzchias. The nefesh is so great and so sublime and so holy that a person with such a nefesh is on track for nitzchias. When the Rambam says avad kebehema, he's characterizing what happens. He's not hurling an insult at the person. He's characterizing that not to merit the nitzchias is subhuman. It's a characterization. The Rambam said in Hilchos Shofar, Habitu l'nafshel seichel, right? When, in Hilchos Tshuva, when we hear the sound of the shofar, so it's a call to tell us, Habitu l'nafshel seichel. What does Habitu mean? So the Rambam tells us what Habitu means. If you take a look, the Rambam in the Mora writes, the Rambam discusses three different words, each of which connote on the physical level, vision, ra'a, hibit, and chaza, and explains what they mean in a non-physical sense as well. So the Rambam says, v'chein hibit nofel al ha'habota ba'ayin l'dova, al tabit acharecha, v'atabit ishto me'acharav. That its initial meaning, again, is physical sight. But then, v'hush'al, but then by extension, el habotas ha'secha v'hashkafasa. Right, in English we have that idiom also, right? I see what you mean. So we use vision to refer to understanding, to grasping something. V'hush'al el habotas ha'secha v'hashkafasa. Here comes the crucial phrase, Rabbi Osei. Al hisbonunus hadova achi yasigehu. So habata, unlike ri'iyo, doesn't just mean a casual glance. Habata means to look and to reflect until the person understands. It's not something that can be immediately grasped. It's something that requires hisbonunus. It requires reflection. And only upon reflection can the person apprehend. Acheyasigeu, can the person understand? Habitu l'nafshel seichem. Not a casual glance at the nefesh, but look at that sublime nefesh you have. Right? The kol shofar, habitu l'nafshel seichem. Be misbonin, reflect on the nefesh, on how sublime it is. A nefesh me'es Hashem min hashamayim. And that's what the person is being mafsid through chait. Habitu l'nafshel seichem. That naturally engenders bechi, crying, which in turn gives way to tshuva. The dialectic of tshuva is that the process of being machnia oneself, of lowering oneself and doing tshuva, is triggered by recognizing the incredible potential and the sublimeness of the soul. When a person recognizes what his potential is, when a person habitu l'nafshel seichem reflects until he appreciates and understands the way he could live, the way he could act, so that recognition of potential gadlus ha'adam triggers the sense of shiflus, which is the beginning of the process of tshuva. Let's perhaps look to some other of the Chachmei HaMasorah in response to the Rambam's charge of Habitu l'nafshel seichem, Hisbonunus ba'dovor ad sheyasigehu, to reflect until one appreciates, accurately apprehends. Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva, Shar Beis, Os Chof Aleph, whomever HaKadosh Baruch Hu has graced with knowledge, with understanding, Yoshev Alibo, he'll focus upon the following. Ki Hashem Yisbarach Shlocho Ba'olam Hazeh Lishmor Mishmarto V'sarosa V'chukosa V'mitzvosa. V'lo yifakech einav zulos yilasos shlichuso. Ben Yonah has remarkable frames life, remarkably. He says life is a shlichus. Life is a mission. It's a shlichus. Hashem, Chanan Hashem Yisbarach, Hashem Yisbarach Shlocho Ba'olam Hazeh. It's a shlichus. Ke'ever Asher Shlocho HaMelech. Like the servant whom the Melech entrusted with a mission. Ben Yonah elaborates this in his Perush and Mishlei, commenting on a sequence of psukim. V'hizbonein ki hamoshal al melachas hatorah v'hamitzvos al shlichu v'al shlichusam ki hamachzikim bohem, those who hold firm, who hold tenaciously onto mitzvahs, shluchei Hashem, they're emissaries of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kakosu vayishlochacha Hashem baderech. Shmuel tells Shaul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made you a shaliach. Moshe Rabbeinu says, ki Hashem shlochani la'asos. Mitzvah for Rabbeinu Yonah implies shlichus. A mitzvah, a command, Rabbeinu Yonah says, means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu sends the person on a mission. The Rav Zichron Levracha has a drasha which is summarized in Yemezi Karon, where he talks about this theme of shlichus. And he says the difference between a person and a malach is only that the malach is programmed. But a person is also a malach in the sense of being a shaliach, of having been entrusted with a shlichus. Every one of us is a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, his habitul nafshal seichem, the chashivus, the potential chashivus, and then contrast that with the reality, and that spurs the process of tshuva. One other perspective on the habitu, that's what the Gemara in Nida famously says, that before the baby is born, so a shvua is administered. That Hayei Tzadik, Umahi Ashvua Shemashbiyan also, Tehi Tzadik Val Tehi Rasha. So to whom is a Shvua administered? So we know from the Mishnah in Yuma, right? When the Kohen Gadol, who's the Shliach of Klal Yisrael, to try to affect Kapora on Yom Kippurim, so Bezdin used to be a Mashbiyah him. Ishi Kohen Gadol, Anu Shluchei Bezdin, Va'ato Shlucheinu Shliach Bezdin, Mashbiyin Anu Alecha, we're imposing a Shvua on you. A Shliach can have a Shvua imposed upon him. Mashbiyim Anu Alecha, V'misha Shikein Shmo V'bayis Hazah, Shalot Teshano Dovim Mikol Masha Amanu Lecha. So we too, every one of us, before being born, also, since we're Shluchim, a Shvua was administered to us. Habitu L'Nafshal Seichem. One final perspective from another one of the Chachmei HaMasorah in terms of reflecting on the greatness, the sublimeness of the Nefesh. Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes in Nefesh HaChaim, V'zos Toras Ha'odom Kol Ish Yisrael Al Yoma B'libo Chas V'Shalom. A person should never ever Chas V'Shalom say Ki Ma Ani Uma kochi, what am I? And with what capacities am I endowed? Lifal b'masai hashfelim shum inyan ba'olam. What I do is inconsequential. Doesn't make a difference. Omnam yovin v'yeda v'yikva b'machshavas libo. A person should understand. He should understand it well, and then he should internalize it. Shekol perte masa v'diburav u'machshavosav kol eis v'rega lo isavidu chas v'shalom. U'marabu masa u'ma'od godlu v'ramu. Everything a person does reverberates. Everything a person does registers on high. Everything leaves an imprint. Everything makes an impact. In the Ha'ora, so Reb Chaim Volozhiner goes on to famously suggest, "V'karav l'shmoa shegam zeh v'chal kavanosim be'ovos dam ala mala mimcha." Then, in addition to the simple pshat, so Nefesh HaChaim suggests that it should be punctuated and understood, "Dam ala mala mimcha." What's above in all the celestial realms, that comes from you. It's a result of your actions. Teda ne'emona, it's alpima asacha. The Rambam says, the fichach roilu livkos v'lekone al-chatov. We should cry. When does a person cry? When do we? It's not a sort of deliberate reaction. So what is it that elicits that reaction of bechi from us? So we know in halacha when we're supposed to cry. An ovel, Rachmana Litzlan, is supposed to cry, not excessively, but he is supposed to cry. The halacha is the Rambam quotes in Gemara Moed Katan, Shlosha Yomim Lebechi. The first 3 days, the Ovel is supposed to be crying. A person cries when he feels bereft. That's when a person cries. In Hichos Taniyos, speaking of the Suda of the Suda Mafsekes before Tisha B'Av, the Rambam says, Chasidim HaRishonim Kach Chayisa Midasan. This is how the Chasidim HaRishonim would conduct themselves Erev Tisha B'Av in the afternoon. Hoy mevin lo la'odim pascha reva, stale bread, b'melach, v'shove b'mayim, it was so hard that he had to soak it in water. V'yoshev en tanur v'kirayim, he sat in the most undignified place, squeezes himself in between the different types of stoves, oven tops. V'ochla, and he eats that piece of stale bread. V'shosel le'akiton shamayim, he has a flask of water. B'de'aga, with worry, u'b'shimamon, u'b'chia. K'misha mesa mutalafonav. Shimamon, a sense of being desolate, which is the same sense of k'misha mesa mutalafonav, that's when a person cries. When a person feels bereft. But when the chote is crying, so what is he bereft? Ma yis onen is synonymous with avelus. The Rambam in Hilchos Maaseh Sheni just talks about ezehu onen hamisabel. Al echad mizayin krovim. The chote is crying, is being misabel to himself. When a person realizes, and how can one not realize, one's chatoim, ma yisonen odom chai, the person is misabel. Avelus translates, expresses itself through bechi. And what's he crying? The occasion was the chatoim. But what's he crying? For whom is he crying? For whom is he being misabel? Ma'isonin? He's being misabel for himself. Hifsed as atzmo. And the Rambam says, in the Rambam we began with, Nimsa ze'achote hu hifsed as atzmo, in philosophical terminology, hifsed doesn't just mean a loss, the way we speak of hefsed merubah, financial loss, but it refers to lack of existence. Lack of metzias is referred to in philosophical vocabulary as hefsed. Nimsa zeachote hu hefsed es atzmo. That stark realization of the self-damage inflicted by chait has to stir a person to tshuva. It doesn't, Rachman al-Islan, shouldn't. A person shouldn't get stuck at that stage. It shouldn't induce some kind of paralysis. That's what the Rambam says. Chaza v'amma chol urshusenu v'yadenu, the same capacity that we misused, that we abused in being chote, we still have that same capacity. That same capacity of lahatos atzma l'derech tova, we still have that. V'chaza v'amma chol urshusenu v'yadenu ro'i lana lachzor v'tshuva. The Rambam, in two places, speaks of tochacha being administered in very, very, very harshly. So in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Teshuva Halacha Beis, Perek Dalet, as you recall, is devoted to the Chof Dalet Dvarim Hama'akvin Es HaTshuva, 24 things which impede tshuva. One of those 24 is sonei asatochachos, a person who hates rebuke. Shehare lohi niach lo derech tshuva. Because if a person doesn't allow for rebuke, then how is he going to find the path for tshuva? Shehatochacha goremes la tshuva. Shebizman shemudin lo la'odam chata'ov. When a person is informed of his chataim and machlimin osa, machlimin consistently in the Rambam, in Rabbeinu Yonah, it's also like this, Rabbeinu Yonah says so explicitly, busha means embarrassment, klima means humiliation, much more intense. So, b'zman shemodin lo la'odam chata'ov u'machlimin osa, then he's chozer b'tshuva. K'moshe kosev b'Torah zecho al tishkach mamim heyisem v'lo nosan Hashem lachem leiv amnova v'lo chocham v'chein yishayo hochiach es Yisrael v'oma hoigoy chotei. So Amnon speaks of tochacha again being administered very, very harshly, machlimin osa. And he said it earlier as well. המוכיח אין הלכוס דיוס, דבר ממעץ, המוכיח אז חבר ותחילה, לא ידע בלו קושס עד שייך לימנו. Certainly the initial תוכחה shouldn't be given harshly and shouldn't humiliate the person. שנאמר ולסיס עליו חית, כך אמרו חכמים, יוכל עתו מוכיחו ופונב משתנוס, תלמד לומר ולסיס עליו חית, מכאן שעושה לאודם להחלמס ישראל וקושקן ברבים. Lefichach tzach adam, skipping a line, lehizoah shal levayish chavero berabim min kotim min godo. Bamedvarim amurim bedvarim sheben adam lachavero. Aval bedivay shamayim im lochazer bo baseser, if tochacha was given in private, and the person didn't respond, he rebuffs the tochacha, machlimen also berabim. Again, not just embarrassed. Again, obviously, the Rambam is talking l'fi ha'mokum l'fi ha'zman, that this will be an effective measure. Machlimin also berabim, you humiliate the person. U'mefarsim in cheto, one publicizes the chet, u'mecharfin also, u'mevazin u'mekalin also, ad sheyachso l'mutav, until do tshuva, k'mo she'osu kol ha'nevi'im b'Yisrael. The pshat in this very, very sobering passage in the Rambam's describing not only sort of the persistence of the mochiach, the Rambam's describing what elicits tshuva from an individual. When the person has that sense of who hifsid es atzmo, when a person understands the full consequence of chait, then he does tshuva. And that's why when the Rambam is talking in such extreme and frighteningly harsh terms, what the Rambam is conveying is that the klima is commensurate with the self-damage inflicted by chait. And that's what the mochiach is communicating. It's not only sort of the persistence, it's not only a shear in what the mochiach has to do, it's a way of gauging the effects of chait. It's a way of depicting the effects of chait. Now, the Abinel says that in addition to the Drashas Chazal, but what it means when the Torah says that Yom Kippurim there's a mitzvah of Vinisa Masnafsha Sechem, so the Abinel says the Pshut Hashem Mikra is that the affliction means the anguish that a person experiences as he does tshuva. Understandably, we shy away from such stark realities. But in a healthy sense, it's necessary to confront, to be aware of, and to acknowledge those realities. Roy lo livkos lukonein, nimsa zaachoti hu hifsid es atzmo. Yom Novi says, if we skip that step of taking stock of what the fallout from chait is, we're not going to be awakened and we're not going to be aroused to the nachbus adrachenu v'nachkoru v'nashuv ad Hashem. Habitu l'nafshosechem, a person has to be misbonein. Habitu l'nafshosechem, the greatness of the nefesh, and how it's being treated until now. And that habatim means a person has to be misbonein. It's an avoda. It's not something that it's taxing. It's an avoda. And chas v'shalom, a person is not supposed to get stuck in that stage. It's hoel ushusenu biyodenu, the same capacity. Zelu maze osa lokim. Whenever a person sees the magnitude of chait, it's a reminder to him of what the capacity is for the magnitude of tshuva and maisim tovim. But we need to focus on that. And we need to engage in that honest self-appraisal of Nimtza Zeh Achoti Hu Hifzid Az Atzmo, because that's what bridges the Mipi Elyon L'Seitzi HaRoz V'Hatov and the Nachbasad V'Achenu V'Nachkora V'Nashuva Ad Hashem. It's something we know, and it needs to be sustained to make its impression upon us. One of the biggest obstacles we have in the context of doing tshuva, and the same is true in general in life, is we're too easily distracted. But this is a thought that a person needs to hold. He needs to hold until he experiences it deeply, to the depths of his being, and then, having hit bottom, so then the person, again, is reminded that Chol Urshusenu B'Yadenu, that same capacity to fall, that's a capacity to pick oneself up. The Rambam writes in the Mora that when a person finishes doing tshuva, it doesn't restore the status quo ante, but he improves upon it. That the person emerges from the tshuva process not where he was before chait, but he emerges on a higher madrega than he was before the chait. We should always be a good job.